Yeah, delighted. Obviously, I love it here. I want to stay here as long as possible. So to sign another contract for 2 years, delighted with that. And hopefully we can start picking a few wins up.
What is it about MK Dons that has suited you through the years?
I'm not sure. The first moment I come here on loan, I remember my agent telling me, I'll come here with a cup for Norwich, and I thought, what a stadium that is. And I just really loved it. And from the second I come here, I've just enjoyed every second, really. I've really had a great time here.
I think any football fan will appreciate a footballer that works hard, and I think that's one of your things, that you're an extremely hard-working footballer, and the relationship you've built with the fans has also been a good one, a special one.
Yeah, the fans, from the second I come here, the fans have been brilliant with me. It's not always been the case throughout my career, so it's obviously pleasing to be somewhere you feel wanted, and that's a big part of where I want to stay. I just love the whole club, really.
A former colleague of yours, Ryan Giggs, is going to be playing into his 40s, which means you've got years to go.
Yeah, hopefully a bit of luck. Keith, obviously not as good as Ryan Giggs, but keep working hard and hopefully play as long as I can, definitely.
A special career, just on Ryan, of course. I mean, you've played with him at Manchester United. You know, what do you want to say about Ryan Giggs?
Oh, he's an absolute legend. I don't think there's anything anyone comes close to what he's achieved. I think he's going to play his 1,000th game on Tuesday against Real Madrid, so I don't think he's an absolute legend.
It must have been hugely frustrating to get the injury when you did in this season.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's frustrating any time you get an injury. It's always a terrible time in a player's career if you get an injury. But when I first done it, I thought I was really struggling. I thought it was a real bad one. Mm. So the medical staff done a great job, got me to London that day. When the scan come through and the surgeon said 6 to 8 weeks, I was more than happy, really. I thought it was going to be a lot longer than that. So I was a relieved man. So I think that made it not so bad, the rehab and whatnot.
I think the Dons fans were pleased as well, I have to say, because you know, you and Stephen Gleeson together was a real blow for the club, and you know, the team clearly missed you.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Stephen's a great player as well, and I only heard about it a few days later because obviously I've been at home with my knee and heard that he'd broke his foot as well, so it was a nightmare, really. But hopefully Stevie will be back sometime in the next couple of weeks so we can start building on the form. We had a little unbeaten run. Obviously, we've not got the wins, but we need to start getting some more points on the board.
All good since you come back with the injury?
Yeah, definitely. A bit stiff occasionally, yeah. But he's come back fine and no real issue with it at all.
And in all seriousness, we talked about Ryan Giggs and playing till, you know, 40 years old, and you're 32 now, is that right?
Yeah, 32 now.
32, I mean, is it something that you're conscious of? Do you feel as fit as you've always felt?
Yeah, I think I feel fitter than ever. Obviously, I've had my issues as I was younger, yeah. But when I was 22, 23, I thought I was struggling. I never thought I had the fitness, but now I really feel fitter than ever, fitter, stronger. So I'll be playing football till my legs won't let me, I think.
And I know you never really look too far in the future in football because it's just the nature of it. But you, in your head at the moment, your plan is to see out your career at Milton Keynes Dons.
I'll stay here as long as the club want me. Obviously, if the club don't want me anymore, I'll have to look elsewhere. But while they want me, I'm more than happy to stay here.
Doncaster, I think it was your first game back. You came on as a sub, didn't you, in the Oldham game, and then you started against Doncaster on the road. That wasn't too long ago, of course. A night where MK Dons really, I think, should have won the game.
Yeah, definitely. I thought we put a good performance in there against a good team that obviously at the top of the league, and on the pitch weren't the best. So hopefully tomorrow night with the pitch a little bit better, we can pass the ball a bit better and hopefully get the 3 points what we need.
I'm quite pleased I'm talking to you today, Luke, because I think I've asked this question to lots of people recently, but I haven't asked you. Playoffs, still a possibility?
I don't think anyone here is going to give up until it's not possible. And we've got games in hand. You've seen what the league's like for a team like us to go so long without winning a game. It can happen to anyone. See, Bournemouth come here and look like world beaters, and the next they've lost their last 3-4 games. So anything can happen in this league, and if you put a run together, you never know.